Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgiani, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Colleagues, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our guest chaplain, Rabbi Seth J. Castleman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Atkins.
Thank you, Senator. Sister Michelle asked me once again to bring my flute to open the blessing. A short poem, Reverse Living. Life is tough. It takes a lot of our time and all of our weekends. And what do we get at the end of it? Death, a great reward. I think the life cycle is all backwards. We should die first and get it out of the way, then live 20 years in an old age home until we're kicked out when we're too young. We get a gold watch, we go to work. We work 40 years until we're young enough to enjoy our retirement. Then we go to college. We party until we're ready for high school. We become a little kid, play, have no responsibility, become a little boy or girl and go back into the womb until we spend our last 9 months floating and finish off as a gleam in someone's eye. Holy One of Blessing, whose presence fills creation, guide this body in their discussion so they may meet in harmony and wisdom. May their work be for the benefit of the community and for the benefit of the world. Blessed is the one who hears our prayers. Amen.
Members, colleagues, please join me in the pledge to our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Good morning, colleagues. We are hoping for a short but meaningful session. So we will start off with privileges of the floor. Are there any privileges of the floor? Seeing none, we will move on to messages from the governor. They shall be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10 Subdivision B, the following bills are referred to the Rules Committee, File Item 1, SB 386. And without objection, the Senate journals for May 28th through 30th, 2019 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Are there any other motions, resolutions, and notices? Senator Bradford, for what purpose?
Yes, I'm asking for SB 772 to be moved to the inactive file.
File item 9 will be removed to the inactive list. Any other motions, resolutions, and notices? File item 5, SB 135, will be moved to the inactive file. Seeing no further notices and resolutions, we will move on to consideration of the daily file. Under Governor's Appointments File, Item 2, Senator Wolk.
Wilk.
I'm sorry, Senator Wilk. That explains why you paid no attention. Wilk, Wolk, no difference. But we'll go to Senator Wilk.
Well,
anyway.
Madam President, I've got a funny story about that that I'll share with you offline one time. So, Madam President, members, file item number 2 is the confirmation of Excel Sharif to the Board of Parole Hearings. Mr. Sharif is an attorney and previously served as an administrative law judge and deputy commissioner at CDCR. He was approved by the Rules Committee on May 15th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Is there any debate or discussion on this appointment? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Bell. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Chang.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Grove. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Hurtado. Jackson.
Aye.
Jones. Leva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire. Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Morlock. Morrell.
No.
Nilsson. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Aye. Skinner.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone. No. Umberg.
Aye.
Aye. Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Senator Wilk moves a call. We're gonna move on now to Senate third reading. We have two items. File item 6 by Senator Leva. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 71 by Senator Leva, relating to the Political Reform Act of 1974.
Senator Leva, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. Good morning, members. I rise today as the proud author of SB 71, which would prohibit candidates or elected officers from using campaign or legal defense funds to pay or reimburse for a penalty judgment or settlement related to sexual assault, sexual abuse, or sexual harassment claims. This bill was recently amended to allow candidates and elected officers to use campaign and legal defense funds until they are found liable. Once found liable for such violations, this bill would require elected officials and candidates to reimburse all funds used to pay for legal expenses and fees associated with the claim. Colleagues, political donations are made to support candidates' efforts to represent their communities, not to be used as a slush fund to finance bad behavior. SB 71 helps to restore integrity by closing a loophole that allows harassers to depend on donated funds to defend their unlawful actions. Members, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Leva. Is there any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates. Bell.
Aye.
Borges. Bradford. Caballero. Chang. Dodd. Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni. Glazer. Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill. Hueso.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Jones.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock. Morrell.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan. Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Archuleta. Aye. Bates. Borges. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Chang. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Galgiani. Glazer. Aye. Hill. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Pan. Wilk. Aye. Galgiani. Aye.
Please call the absent members one last time, then we're going to close the roll.
Bates. Borges. Caballero. Aye. Pan.
Ayes 35, no 0. The measure passes. Moving on now to file item 8. Senator Durazzo, are you prepared to take up file item 8? Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 749 by Senator Durazzo, an act relating to public records.
Senator Durazzo.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members. SB 749 is a very narrow approach to increasing access to information about public government contracts, as well as private companies' compliance with Buy America laws. My bill would make clear that information in a public contract between a private industry employer and a state or local agency with regards to job creation, job quality, job retention, as well as Buy America laws compliance is not exempted from the California Public Records Act as a trade secret or for any other reason. 749 positions California to be a leader in making sure that our tax dollars are used in a responsible way. As a global economic leader, California strives to govern and purchase for the common good. Yet without access to information about job creation, how can we be positive that our purchasing power rewards good, responsible contractors earning profits with our public dollars? For example, electric bus manufacturers secured millions in California Competes tax credits in exchange for promising to create over 600 jobs. When a Public Records Act request was filed, seeking milestone information in order to assess progress in delivering upon these commitments, the requester was denied this information under the claim that the information is proprietary. Increasingly, records related to wages, benefits, job quality, retention, training programs are redacted from public documents at the request of private contractors and subsidy recipients based on a trade secret exemption. California has long committed to responsible contracting policies, but to achieve fully the goals of responsible contracting, access to key information is vital. Californians deserve a fair return on our taxes, and the only way to know if we are getting what we bargained for is getting the information related to jobs. In this, SB 749 is an opportunity for California to be a leader in making sure that our tax dollars are creating jobs and protecting job quality. There is chatter that this is could lead to more lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera. Frankly, this is a way to clarify to avoid lawsuits. So I really hope, colleagues, that you support this, and I respectfully request an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Durazzo. Is there any debate or discussion? Senator Hueso, followed by Senator Stone.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, I've taken a good look at this bill, and of course, I always have concerns that any bill could lead to another reason for somebody to challenge or sue our local governments. And of course, in the instance of San Diego, there are certain individuals or some of the cities in my district, in particular San Diego, there are just some individuals that make a living out of these lawsuits, and that has called my attention to this matter because, you know, of course, we want our taxpayer dollars to be spent in our communities, building parks, libraries, filling potholes. But, you know, as I look at this bill, I also recall that I served in economic development, helping to create quality jobs for the city of San Diego, and recall that there are several promises that are made to create quality jobs in conjunction with contracts that we enter into with businesses and just in general, anyone pursuing any level of economic development or making a claim that a particular investment is going to create jobs, and it's going to create quality jobs, and it's going to create jobs in the sectors that people desire. Oftentimes, there are federal grants, state grants that require local governments to report this. So when I looked at this bill, I saw a very reasonable bill, a bill that endeavors to simply provide this information to the public. So that aspect of the job creation element of any local government's actions can be verified. Working in local government as an employee and also as a council member, you want this information. I don't know why this would be of concern to anybody. I think this is a reasonable bill. We've seen that if the agency has this information, if it requests it in association with a contract, that and it's in their possession, it should be available for the public. It only will demonstrate what jobs are being created, who's getting paid at what for what services, and I think that is very fair. This is a fair bill. I think this is a bill we should all support.
Thank you, Senator Hueso. Senator Stone.
Thank you, Madam President. I respectfully rise in opposition to SB 749. If this bill passes, private companies who want to contract with state or local agency must disclose records of wages, benefits, and working hours of all their employees. This bill would force private companies to publicly disclose wages and other trade secrets that could be used by competitors looking to steal customers or file frivolous lawsuits for any of a number of reasons. SB 749 directly jeopardizes California's right to privacy laid out in Article 1, Section 3 of our California Constitution. This bill has negative consequences, not only concerning personal privacy, but also the cost of employers and businesses. If an employee of the contracting business does not want their private information to be disclosed, their employer will be held financially and legally liable for disclosing it. Mandating the disclosure of private information could ultimately discourage private employees from seeking private employers from seeking contracts with agencies, thus leaving the government with fewer opportunities to fulfill their needs. For these reasons, I urge the members to please vote no on SB 749.
Is there any further debate or discussion on this item? Seeing and hearing none, Senator DeRosa, you may close.
Thank you very much. With regards to my colleague's remarks, SB 749 does not require employers to make personnel records public. In fact, it specifically protects the disclosure of employee names and other personally identifying information. We have cases in Public Works contracts with contractors and businesses in which they are disclose that kind of information on the jobs and the wages, and there's no reason why this shouldn't be applied across the board. And no one has stopped making bids for those contracts. I don't think they'll do it now if they want the contract with the government. I greatly appreciate your support and an aye vote. Thank you.
All debate having ceased, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Archuleta?
No.
No. Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bates?
No.
No. Bell? Aye. Borges?
No.
No. Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Chang? Dodd? No. DeRosa?
Aye.
Aye. Galgioni? Glazer? Grove? No. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Aye. Hill? Hueso?
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado? Jackson?
Aye.
Aye. Jones?
No.
No. Leyva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning?
Aye.
Aye. Morlock?
No.
No. Morrell? No. Nielsen? No. Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth? Rubio? Skinner?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Stone? No. Umberg?
Aye.
Wachowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk? No.
Please call the absent members.
Chang? No. Galgioni? Glazer? Hill? Hurtado? Roth? Roth, aye. Rubio?
Ayes 21, noes 12. The measure passes. Colleagues, we're going to go back now to the file item that is on call, which is file item 2. And if you would call the absent members, we'll call them once and then we'll close the roll. So please call the absent members on file item 2.
Allen? Aye. Hueso? Aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones? No. McGuire?
Aye.
Morlock? Nielsen?
Ayes 33, noes 3. The appointment is confirmed. I'll get a public Colleagues, we're going to move back now to special consent calendar, the special consent calendar. And is there any item that a member wishes to remove from that calendar? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the consent calendar.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 29, 51, 74, 75, 76, 80, 83, and Senate Resolution 38.
All right. On the first item, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Bates?
Aye.
Bell?
Aye.
Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Chang?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Galgioni?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Aye. Jones? Aye. Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire? Aye. Mitchell?
Oh, they're not your... No.
Monty?
They're not your...
Aye. Morlock? Aye. Morrell? Aye. Nielsen? Aye. Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Stern? Aye. Stone?
Aye.
Umberg? Aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Mitchell? Aye.
Ayes 38, no 0 on the first item. Ayes 38, no 0 on the consent calendar. Colleagues, we are now going to go back to motions and resolutions. Excuse me, privileges of the floor. We have a privilege of the floor. Would you join me in welcoming 75 fourth and fifth grade students from the Cedarwood Elementary School in Magalia, California, who were deeply affected by the devastating campfire. We are delighted to have you with us and welcome to the California State Capitol.
Am I supposed to be?
Senator Mitchell, for what purpose, please?
For purposes of announcement.
Without objection.
Thank you very much. Just like to remind all the Budget Conference Committee members that the Conference Committee will convene at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., the Conference Committee will convene. Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Colleagues, we had a slight miscommunication. The young folks that we have up in the gallery also suffered from disaster, but it was the disaster in the Woolsey Fire. So could we ask you, please, to join and give a nice warm round of applause to the fourth grade class of the Elon Ramon Day School that burned down in the Woolsey Fire. Welcome to the California Senate. Our other guests apparently have not arrived, but nonetheless have experienced the trauma associated with our wildfires in California. We're delighted to have you with us. With that, we will return to motions and resolutions. Seeing and hearing none, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so much. Colleagues, I want to thank each and every one of you for a very productive couple of weeks. We, since May 20th, have cleared 344 Senate bills through this House. And I know that some of us lost bills. Some of us are going to get the opportunity to take a little more time to make our case. I know it is a process that is hard at times. It takes great patience. Forces us to talk to each other, sometimes a little more than we have in quite a while, depending on the difficulty of our legislation. I know it can be hard, I know it can be messy, but it certainly is our process and it does work. So I want to thank all of you. I want to thank our floor teams. I want to thank the presiding officers. I want to thank our majority leader who has gotten us to 9:30 on Thursday and our end of House of Origin deadline. It took every single one of us to get to this place, so I want to thank you for your civility and your hard work and your passion and your commitment to the constituents and certainly to all Californians. So, one other thing, on Monday, June 3rd, we will be celebrating a couple of things. A resolution in support of the 19th Amendment, and also White Suit Day, both of which might require white suits, if you would be so inclined to join us. So I hope you go home, have a wonderful weekend, come back prepared to be reinvigorated, and start this process all over again in an effort to continue to move our state forward. So we will reconvene, Madam President, on June 3rd, Monday at 2 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess. Colleagues, let me just finish this and then we can go celebrate. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great weekend.